The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Petet, raised up being studied in the Shmat, Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tirachim Megan Eden Amen. Raised up being studied for Ashelema. Tina Batzara, Enna Refananar, Fata Nefet, Fata Guf, Fata Kana Bala Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. We begin today's Daf on Pechet Amudet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Homer, Bedevre Sofrim, Mebedevre Torah. Okay, when it comes to the Ben Sorerum, on the Ben Sorerum, when it comes to Zakin Mamre, there's going to be a stringency on when he goes against laws that are not explicitly written in the Torah, as opposed to if he went to laws that are explicitly written in the Torah. Laws that are written in the Torah is the Divrei Torah. Laws that are not explicitly written but are derived from the rabbis, that's called Divrei Sofrim. It's still in the Torah, just that the rabbis had to derive it. So when it comes to Zakin Mamre, it's Hadush. Only if he goes against things that are not explicit, things that the rabbis drew out of the Torah, then he's a Zakim Mamre. But if he goes after black and white things in the Torah, he's not a Zakim Mamre. Because, so Pashut, nobody takes him seriously. What does that mean? It says in the Torah clearly. Give us an example. Ha'omer en tefillin. The guy comes and says, no such thing as tefillin. Zakim Mamre. Kedeh la'avor al devre Torah. He wants to go against the Torah. He knows it says in the Torah tefillin. But he's coming along and saying, I'm telling you, no, you don't got to do tefillin. Tefillin is not an item. We got to put on tefillin. Patur. Then it becomes a Zakim Mamre. Because every baby knows it's tefillin in the Torah. They don't take him seriously. Zakim Mamre is something where it's vague, where it's not so explicit, and he comes along and says it. But the guy comes along and says, I'm telling you, you don't have to wear tefillin. Go to sleep. Every two-year-old knows you got to wear tefillin. That does not make the guy ben zaken mamre. However, hamesh totafot lehusifa devrei sofrim hayav. How many parashiyot? How many boxes are in the tefillin shel rosh? Four boxes. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah four boxes. By the way, the hakamim through the rashot, because it says in the Torah totafot. Totafot one time is written with a vav. Totafot. That's two plural. And two other times it's written totafat. That's one. It's written three times. Totafot, totafat, totafat. Two, three, four. So from there they learn that you have to have four boxes. Okay, that's not written explicitly. If the Zakim Mamre comes along and says, you know what I say? Five. You gotta have five boxes, five compartments. Oh, that's the Zakim Mamre. Because he's going against something that's not written explicit, but it's a dirash of Chazal. Okay, that's the parameters of a Zakim Mamre. Look at the Rashi. Go to the Chin the Mishnah, it's all the way up. Ha'omer in tefillin patur. There's also things tefillin. In Zuhura'a, this is not considered a ruling. Dezil kari berafu. Go to nursery. Go to the kindergarten. Everybody knows that it's tefillin. Vichy, that's a serious ruling. Hamesh to tafot yesh. Oh, shafapi she'en davar ze'ela lehosif adavre sofrim. What he's doing is really, he's being mosif to what the rabbis interpreted. Hayav. The midrash, the sofrim, the tatafat, the tatafat, the tutafot, and the kandalin. The rabbis made a derashah with the word tutafot, tatafat. Four. You're coming to the mosif on the vre hazal. That on safas considered a zaken mamre. So it's a very, very limited situation where zaken mamre is hayav. It's got to be non-explicit, and he's coming to add to the item. Give me what explains. Amar bil azar. Amar voshaya. Eno hayav ela al davar sheikaro medevre Torah upirusho medevre sofrim veyesh bo lehosif. Wow, it's got to be an item from the Torah that's not explicitly written in the Torah. It's based on a derash of Hazal, and he was more to add the imosif goraya, and it's a type of adding that detracts. Sometimes more is less. When it comes to the Torah says, I can even say four boxes in the tefillin, and you come along and say, five. What is five? That's more is less. That's by adding, you're taking away from the mitzvah. That makes a ben sore domore, which means by putting five, Now what you did is you ruined the original four. Which means when you say five totafot, five boxes, you don't say, well, okay, it's extra, so it doesn't matter, at least you have four. No. When the Torah said four, it's four. Four is not five. And then when you put five, it fulfills the original ones. Good. Ve'en lanu ela tefilin alibad Rabbi Yehuda. And the only example we can come up with is tefilin according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ve'en lanu ela tefilin she'ikaran batorah. Tefilin is written in the Torah. Yeah, totafot. But tefilin is not written in the Torah. Not the how many boxes. The word tefilin is not written in the Torah. We know that's tefillin. The question is how many boxes, which parashiyot you put in there. That's all the rasp. No one argues that that's not tefillin. So it says, "Chikaram b'Torah upirusham devre sofrim." Oh, the pirushim devre sofrim shem dalet batim. V'yesh tosif hamisha oyoter v'mosif goraya. If you're adding now five boxes, you're taking away. Why the ka'avar al bal tosif? Now already you did bal tosif. Torah says you're not to add. Ve'avar mitzvah, right? And you went ve'lo avar mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah. Ve'alibad Rabbi Yehuda amar v'oshel milted amar le'el ad de'ika Torah v'yurucha. Remember we learned above, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what makes a person a zakeh mamre? It's got to be something in the Torah based on an interpretation of Chazal. They learned it from the word. It says in the pasuk of zakeh mamre Torah. When you got to go into the Torah, ashir yurucha. Yerucha is the way the rabbis explained. So this shita is based on a Yehuda. It's got to be a Torah item, and it's going against the interpretation of Chazal of that Torah item by adding. And by adding, he's causing the whole mitzvah to become nullified, because now it's four is not five. Or five is not four. And therefore, he went against such a situation. So the Gemara says, wait. Is that the only example you can give of an item that's in the Torah, interpreted by Chazal, that if you add, you ruin the whole mitzvah? Da'ika lulav. What about lulav? Let's think of lulav, how lulav works. Torah says you've got to take four species. We don't know what these four species are. The rabbis came along and explained to us what these four species are. So now it's like, Kim Amrei comes along and says, you know what? You got to take a fifth species. Oh, so that would be another example of rebelling against the Torah item that was interpreted by Chazal through adding. Why you tell me the only case is tefillin? The Chaurah, you have the case of lulav. Look at the Gemara. The ikaro medevre Torah. Again, the ikar is from the devre Torah. Upirusho medevre sofrim, meaning pirushom medevre sofrim, they telling you how many or which species to take. V'yesh bo leosif. And it's possible to add, meaning a fifth species, the mosif goraya. And if you add, you take it away. Because five species is not four species. Well, why don't you say that case?
That's four.
The Torah doesn't say four. It says, ukachtem lachem, this, and this, and this, and that. Good. Very good, but it doesn't say four in the Torah. So this guy's coming along. Chazal explained what the species are. And you came along, you added a fifth species. So that's a classic case of Davar min haTorah, Pirshu Chazal, Vehosif. It's like Tefillin. What's the difference between Tefillin? Tefillin, it says, Totafot, it's a Torah item. Hakamim explained the four. Perfect. Exactly. That's what makes it Zakeh Mamre, by the way. The Mishnah says, what makes it Zakeh Mamre is a Torah item that needed the Rasha of Chazal, and he added to it. Torah says Tefillin. Hakamim said four boxes, and he did five. Lulav, same paradigm. Torah says species, doesn't say what species. Chazal explained what species, and he comes along and adds another one. Oh. That's also Zakeh Mamre. But doesn't say four.
Kapot Marim has two items.
Right. Doesn't say take four. Doesn't say take four. So he went along, but Chazal held it four, by the way. You're right. Chazal, that's what he's doing. So he's going against Chazal by adding. That's the Zakeh Mamre. Very good. The Gemara says, Yomara says, "My sfira lan, hold on. What do you hold exactly? Is sfira lan the lulav and sarich eged? It's a big machloket. Do you need to tie the lulav together, all the species together, or not? It's a machloket. Now, if you say lulav doesn't need an eged, doesn't need the tying them together, hay lechodekai, behind lechodekai. It's not a problem at all. Why? That she says, the enze goreya. You're not taken away because the five doesn't negate the four. Because since you don't need to tie them all together, so therefore...
I have four.
I have something else in my hand also. Doesn't take away from the by tefillin, maybe it's all together. But Mashiach in here, if you don't have to tie them together, so I took the four. I have something else in my hand, so what? It's not bound with the other four. So if that's the case, no problem. Now, the isvilan the tzarich eged, and if you're telling me what, that you need an eged, that you actually have to tie the species together, garua ve'omedhu, which means it's already from the inception garua. It never was kosher. It never started. Which means for zakim amret to be zakim, it's got to be kosher, and then by adding, he ruined it. But if it starts off with five species, it never was kasher that his ruling ruined it. Understand? For zakim amret to be zakim amret, you got to have an item that's kasher according to the Torah Hazal. And then what? He adds another item to it. Oh, now you come up to it, now you ruined it. But by lulav, if initially they took the five species and you tied it together, according to the tying it, so it's ruined from the beginning. It's not the pshat. It was kasher, and now you added a. It doesn't have the paradigm of a zakim amre. It starts off garua. It starts off negative. It starts off bad. So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says garua ve'omed de mitchilato lo asa kehogen. She'agad sham tosifet mitzvah ve'anam ba'inen goreya dehashta, which means you have to give me a case where now it's kasher and by adding it you made it pasul.
Why do you even say that? Wasn't that an opinion?
What's a machloket? Good. So either way, you're not going to have a zakim amre in lulav. If you hold it, you don't have to tie it together. If you don't have to tie it together, so it's like an adding. Each one stands together. If you hold, you have to tie it together. So, well, you took five species, tied it together. That's not a zakim amre already. Zakim amre, you got to be a case where it's kasher in its way, and but you put it, you added the item there. If you tied it from the beginning, it's pasul from the beginning. It's garua from the beginning. So Gemara says, okay, good. Take out the lulav. Ve'ika sisit. Okay, sisit. What's the inyan of sisit? Da'ikaro medevre Torah. Of course, sisit is written in the Torah, we know that. Upinusho medevre sofrim. How many strings you got to put on the sisit? They told you from the sofrim. Four strings? Four strings. Right on each side. Ve'yesh bo leosif. You had a fifth string. So you must see. So the Gemara says, "Vimus in Goreya." And if you add, so five is not four. So that can be a case of zakim amre. Sisit. So the Gemara says, "Wait, wait. Bisisit, my sviralan. What do you hold? Is sviralan the keshir alion lav de oraita? Hay de hodekai, by the hodekai. The first knot next to the corner, the knot that they make." If you hold, you don't need that knot. So then, really, the fifth string is standing by itself. It's not, if you don't, it's like we said by lulav. If you don't need to tie them together with a knot, so the fifth string doesn't ruin the fourth string. It's not, each one's standing separately. So that's not considered a zakim amre. You're not ruining it. By adding, you're not ruining it, because each one's standing separately. Now, the E, Sviralan, bottom line of the Gemara, the kesher alonav do atay lo'adav alo dekae. The isviralan, the kesher ha'alion de'oraita. Now, if you hold that kesher alion is de'oraita, so the guy made a sisit. How did he make the sisit? He made the original knot, right? Which is you tied all the five strings together. That's what you do, right? You make the knot with all the strings, you tie them together, and now it's five initially. Ha garua ve'omid. It's already got off from the inception. You got to give me a case where it was kasher, and then the benson, then the zakin mamre added to it, and therefore made it pasul. But if you hold by the sisit case, if you need to make this original knot on top, you took five initially and made the knot with five strings. It's pasul meikara. Said the was kasher, and the zakin mamre came and added the fifth string. It's pasul meikara. Oh, that's the next question. Very good. If that's the case, who are different tefillin? that wine was. I'avid arba'a batim. If let's say initially he made four batim, four compartments in Tefillin Shalosh. Ve'ayte aharina, and he took another box of the fifth compartment. Ve'anach gabayu, which means, say each box stands separately. Which means, let's say you don't have to tie them together. Let's say glue them together. You took a tefillin shalosh, has four boxes, right? The bezek kamenah comes along and says, "Oh, you got to add a little compartment to the tefillin." What's the difference? If you don't have to bind it together, these four stand separately. So the fifth is not going to be considered. And just like you said by the lulav. And just like you said by the sisit, say the same thing by the tefillin. You have four. Putting a little extension there is not going to ruin the four. So it says, now, and if you're going to make five initially, let's say five boxes, you tie it all together, that's garua mikara. That's not a case where it was kasher and then you were posel it by adding. It was pasul from the inception. If you made a tefillin, you tied the five boxes together, you glued five boxes together, that's pasul mikara. So even by tefillin, your paradigm doesn't fit. Give me a case of tefillin where it was kasher and through the adding, it ruined what you had. Not easy to find a case. So Gemara, I'll tell you the case. Because each one stands separately. Just like by the lab, the fifth species doesn't ruin the four. You have four plus an extra. The pshat is that the five has to become a unit. But when each one stands separately, like by the case of Sisit, we said, if you're not chayav to make that first knot, so therefore you have five strings, four plus one. Four plus one is not five. Each one stands separately. Doesn't ruin it. You don't have a group of five. So simply by if that's your rule, the way it is, I don't make the rules. But I say that's the way it has to be a zakim mamre. Good. So by tefillin, what do you have? I have a box of four. Okay, and the zakim mamre says, no, by the way, four is not enough. You got to put a fifth one. So yeah, I don't know, he makes an extension on tefillin. He puts the fifth box over there. So what? The fifth should not negate the four. Now, if you made it five from the beginning, that's not also zakim mamre. Zakim mamre has got to be a case where it was kasher, and then you made it pasul. So the Gemara gives you a fact that you didn't know, and based on this fact, the tefillin becomes understood. The Gemara says, this is what you didn't know. Gemara says, Ha'amar Rabbi Zera, Bayit Chitzon, She'en Ro'e Ta'avir, Pasul. The tefillin, the outside of the box of the tefillin, has to see the air. If the boxes do not see the air, it becomes pasul, meaning they have to be flushed, have to be open. So now you have a tefillin, right? You have four boxes. Is it kasher? Of course, four boxes. The outside sees the air, no problem. Once you add the fifth box, now it's going to be pasul.
Fourth one on the side.
Because now you ruined the four. Because now the four is being blocked by the fifth. That side of the box now is not seeing the air anymore. Now it's being blocked by a fifth item. So that's the case. It was kasher meikara. Four. Zakim Amre says, put an extension to your tefillin. Add five. Here's a case where the adding is going to take away. Because by adding a fifth compartment over there, you're ruining the four. It's not the pshat that you have four now. You don't have four even. Because the four is compromised now. Because the four is being blocked by the fifth item. Therefore, that would be a case where he becomes there's a special deen that the four have to be visible. The four have to be open air. Once you put the fifth item there, you ruin the four. Our question before was, why? If you're just adding, it's four plus one. So leave the one. The main thing is the four that's there. No. By adding the fifth one, you compromise the four. Because now you're blocking the fourth box. That's
only if you're adding it on the end. If you're adding it in the middle.
That's what you're adding. It's what? If you're not succeeding. The four boxes have to be, maybe you have to say that ui. It has to be that ui in the middle. If you would open, it has to be that ui. Uh-huh. If you open, it's going to be blocking with a...
Yeah, it says
it's out box. It's out of box. That's where you're adding it, by the way. That's where you're adding it. You're right, Nechanami. That's where you're adding it. You're adding it in the box. Yes, by the way, she says that. Betzido. You did a betzido. Very good. Okay. That's the case. Okay. Now go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah continues the story of a Zaken Mamre.
If the Zaken Mamre is Mekel, actually is Mahmir, then you can't kill him.
That's what he's doing. He's being Mahmir. He's saying five. It's like a batosif situation.
A batosif is when he's being
correct.
Being
it's a mahmir that becomes mekel. It's right. A mosif that's goraya.
It's goraya. But another thing, if the Sanhedrin comes on and says this is not chelif, and he comes on and says it is chelif,
no, that's not the idea. According to this Mishnah, that's not a bad guy.
It's a bad guy. He doesn't
want to lose
his
which means that Kimam is very specific according to the Mishnah. Number one, it's got to be something that's not explicitly written in the Torah. If he goes, like he says, Helev is mutar. Oh, Tefillin. Tefillin, you don't get away with Tefillin. What do you mean? That's not a Tefillin. That's not a Zekim Mamre, by the way. Third grader knows that. Okay, so what's got to be? According to the Yehuda, this is. It's got to be an item. That's a Torah item. That was defined by Hazal. He was Mosif. The Hosafa is Goreya. It was Kasher Mi'ikara. And through the Hosafa, it became no good. Okay? And the Gemara says, by the way, if that's your guidelines, we only found one situation where it can become a Zakir Mamre. It's Tefillin. Tefillin is in the Torah. How many boxes is a Hazal interpretation? He comes along and takes a Tefillin of four boxes, which is Kasher, and says, put a fifth box, by putting the fifth box, the it ruined the fourth box because you blocked the outside of it, and now it's no good.
The El Pasuk to the Tefillin or to the Torah, it's the same thing. If you came along and said, El Pasuk.
No, Ketayin stands alone. The Parashah is the El Pasuk.
The Sefer Torah has an extra Pasuk in it, it's not Pasuk.
It doesn't possess the other ones. It doesn't possess the other ones. Could be it's considered a Balto, could be it's Pasul, but it's not considered this guideline. This guideline is telling you over here, it has to be. This pasuk doesn't break the other pasukim before it could be. According to this Gemara, this pasuk doesn't break the pasuk. I have an extra pasuk, it stands alone. So my parasha is there. Here, by putting the mosif, it's goreya what you had already. It's mosif, she goreya what you had already. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Mishnah. En mimitim oto lo bebetin shebeiro, ve lo bebetin shebeyavne. Okay, where do you kill the zakim mamre? So you don't kill him in his bet din of his city, of his local city, nor do you take him to Yavne, which is another major bet din. Ela ma'alino to the bet din agadosh b'Yerushalayim. Oh, they make a big spectacle of this guy. They take him to Yerushalayim, to the high court. U'meshamerim oto ad ha-regel. Not only that, they wait until the regel. U'memitin oto b'regel. They wait till everybody comes to the holiday to Yerushalayim to really make a spectacle out of this guy. Shnei emar v'chol ha'am yishmeru v'yira'u. Those you do know, the Vreda Rabbi Akiva. We want everybody to watch this item and hear what happened, and to be scared. You shouldn't go against the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, En me'anin et dino shel ze. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. We don't delay the death penalty. Once already he's ayabita, you punish him right away. What does it mean, waiting? You can wait 6 months until Pesach now. No, you don't do that. Ela me'mitin oto miyad. Oh, but how are you going to publicize it? V'chotvin v'sholchin. Shiluhin bechol ha-mekomot ish peloni mitchayev mita bebet din. Send out flyers throughout Klal Yisrael. This guy over here, you should know, was Zakem Mamre, and we killed him as such. Zakem Mamre is an exception. Normally, when you kill somebody in Bet Din, you don't got to send flyers out to all Klal Yisrael, or there was a perpetrator, Hanu Shabbat, and he did so. No. But when it comes to Zakem Mamre, according to the first rabbi, kill him on the regel. We have the populace in Jerusalem watching the whole situation. Second rabbi says, no, you can't do that. The law is once he's hayab, you kill him on the spot. But what? Let everybody know what you did. Gemara says, Taron Rabbanan, En mimitim oto lo bebetin shebe'iro ve lo bebetin shebe'yavne. Ela ma'alin oto lebetin hakadosh b'Yerushalayim, u'meshamerim oto ad ha-regel, u'memitim oto b'regel, shnei emar, v'chol ha'am yishme'u v'yirau dever v'yakiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi ne'emar, Yir'u v'yira'u? He has a good question. The pasuk says v'chol ha'am yishmi'u v'yira'u. It doesn't say v'chol ha'am yir'u v'yira'u. It doesn't say they have to see the death. It says they have to hear about the death. So therefore, what are you telling me? You have to wait till everybody sees it. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to see the death. It says yishmi'u. V'ha'al lo ne'emar ela yishmi'u v'yira'u. Lama me'anin dino shel ze. Why would you delay the punishment of this fellow? Ela memitin oto miyad vechotvin veshulchin bechol makom ish plorit hayav mita bebet din. Tarabanan. Arba'a serichin achraza. There are four. There's four. There's four cases we have to publicize the death of those people. Ham mesit. Okay, the guy that's mesit that causes people in the world to avodah zara. Uben sorer umore vezaken mamre ve'edim zomemim. Wow. All these four you need publication. Why? Bechulu ketibu vechol ha'am. Vechol Yisrael. Which means, by all these cases, either it says, vechol ha'am yishmu v'yirahu, or vechol Yisrael yishmu v'yirahu, all these say in the Torah, everybody's got to know about it. Now, be'adim zomim ketib v'anisharim. When it comes to Edim Zomim, it says, and the remaining people will hear what happened to the Edim Zomim, and they will be fearful. Why, when it comes to Edim Zomim, it says, Behan Nish'arim, and the remainders? Why doesn't it say, Bechol Yisrael? Understand the question of the Gemara? Gemara says, Delav kula amma hazula saduta. Very simple. Because not everybody's allowed to be a witness. Not everybody in Klai Yisrael will even be accepted as a witness. The guy's a Ganav, can be a witness. The guy's a Gazlan, the guy's a Rasha. So therefore, you can't say all of Israel will be fearful, because there's guys already from the inception that will never be let in Beit Din in the first place. So you just say, and the remnants, meaning the remnants of kosher witnesses in the world, will be fearful when they hear what happened to the Edim Zomim, and they will be scared to go and testify. But you can't say all of Israel, because all of Israel is not subject to Edim Zomim, because some guys don't even let the door. Guy walks in the Beit Din and says, get out of here, you're a gambler, go home, we're not going to even accept you. So if you can't, they call you, say, Shmo Virao. Okay, next Mishnah. Now we learned in the Mishnah that certain averot, if a person does them, is hayaf henek. This is perik elu and hanakim. The whole perik talks about people that make averot and a hayaf henek. So the Mishnah now is going to give you some more averot that if the person perpetrates them, so it's going to be hayaf henek. So the Mishnah says, Nevi Asheker, okay, false prophet, that we say, Hayav Henek, what's the case? Hamitnabe ma shelo shama. Okay, that's an obvious one. He gives a prophecy on something he never heard. Stop, he made up a prophecy. Ma shelo shama. Uma shelo ne'emar lo. Oh, or something that wasn't told to him. It was told to another prophet. But he comes along and says, it was told to me. So he's like taking the prophecy from somebody else and saying it was in his name. Mitato bide Adam. Those two guys, by the way, mitato bide Adam. Kill him, henek. Aval, hakovesh nevuato. Kovesh nevuato means he holds it back. God gave him a prophecy. Go say it to the people. He doesn't say it to them. He holds it back. Vamivater al devre navi. Always mivater. He says, a prophet makes a prophecy, and the guy comes and says, shtiyot, don't pay attention. Mivater al devre navi. He discounts the words of navi. The navi sha'avar al devre atzmo. Or a navi comes along and says, Kohamar Hashem, this, and the guy himself goes against what he said. The guy gives the prophecy, then goes against his own prophecy. Mitato bide shamayim. Oh, those three guys, the hayab mita, but mita bide shamayim. Shne emar. Anochi Edrosh Me'immo. We'll see that pasuk, but that's referring to Anochi Edrosh. God says, and those three guys, I will handle it. Anochi Edrosh Me'immo. You don't got to take care of him in Beit Din. I will handle the guy. Hamitnabe b'shem avodat kutavim. Okay, a guy prophesizes in the name of Avodah Zarah. Ve'omer, kach amra avodat kutavim. This is what the Avodah Zarah told me and all that stuff. Afilu kiven et ahalacha letameh et atameh v'letaher et atahor. Even if he was right. Which means, even let's say he said, the prophecy of this Avodah Zarah came to me and said, this item is Tameh. Even if he got the right answer. Meaning the rabbis came and said, the guy's right, it is Tameh. Doesn't matter. Since you said it in the name of Avodah Zarah, he's going to be Hayav. We're going to see what is going to be Hayav exactly. What's the next case? Haba al Eshet Ish. Okay, that's adultery. Now what's considered Eshet Ish, by the way? What's considered a married lady? So the Mishnah says, "Kevan shenichnesa l'reshut ha'ba'al l'nisuin." Once already she goes to the house of her husband for the purpose of getting married, she's considered married, even though they didn't have relations yet. Afapi shelo nif'ala. They had a irusin; they were engaged. Then the husband takes the girl home to consummate the marriage. Once he takes it to his house, it's considered for this purpose. She's a married lady, and therefore his punishment is going to be. What are we going to say? It's henik. Haba aliyah, it isn't henik. Exactly. Haba aliyah. Once a guy goes with that type of woman, it's hayaf henik. Vizomeme bat kohen ubu'ala. Okay. Zomeme bat kohen ubu'ala. Guy comes along and says, two witnesses, this bat kohen over here went, she was engaged, and she went with somebody else. What's the bat kohen's punishment? Serifa. But we have a special gezerat ha'katuv. They don't get serifa. says Kasher Zamam La'asot La'achiv, not La'achoto. And therefore, in that case over there, even though they came after the Bat Kohen, they get what the guy would get. The guy would get Henek. That's a special case of Zomemim where you don't get what they were trying to give the person, right? Shekola Muzamim Makdimim La'ota Mita. Normally, Hazama, you get the Mita that they were trying to invoke. Except for Zomir Bat Kohen Bo'ala, in that case over there, they get a special punishment. When the Gemara will explain why. Okay, start the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Shilosha mitatam bide Adam, ushlosha mitatam bide Shamay. Okay, you have three cases when it comes to Navi. When it comes to Navi Sheker, three cases are mitah bide Adam, it's Henik, and three cases are mitah bide Shamayim. Now we're going to list them. Six cases. Hamitnabe ma shelo shama. Okay, he said something he never heard. Umashlo ne'emar lo. Or something that wasn't said to him. Vamitnabe b'shem avodat kuchavim. Or he said it in the name of Avodah Zarah. Mitatam bide Adam. That's by Henek. Hakoveshet divuato. He just doesn't say the prophecy. Vamivatir al divrei navi. Or he just discounts somebody else's prophecy. Vinavi shavar al divrei atzmo. Or he went against his own prophecy. Mitatam bide shavim. Mina nemile. How do you know all these laws that we just said? We have to prove six cases now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav de Amar Kera, Ach Hanavi, Asher Yazid Ledaber Davar Bishmi. Ze Hamitnabe Ma Shelo Shama. Right. Hanavi Asher Yazid Ledaber Davar Bishmi. He's saying something in my name that I never said. That's the first case. That's the case of Ma Shelo Shama. Va Asher Lo Sivitiv. And he said something that I didn't command him. Hala Havero Sivitiv. Mashpa that I commanded another prophet. That's a case where he said something that was not said to him but was said to somebody else. Or he says something in the name of a foreign god. And then what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Put him to death. Now how do you know that's Henik? And any mitah that's written in the Torah stam is henek. Hakovesh nevuato, he held back his prophecy. V'amivatir al divrei navi, v'navi shavar al divrei atzmo, mitatan bidei shamayim. Dichtiv, v'aish asher lo yishma. Lo yishma means he doesn't make his prophecy heard. That means he's holding back prophecy. Kari be lo yashmiya, v'kari be lo yishama el devarai. We have three dirashot on this word. Number one is asher lo yishma. He doesn't broadcast his prophecy. That's kovesh nevuato. What's the second avon? Karibe lo yashmiya. Lo yashmiya means. Oh, read it like this.
This is
right. That's publicized. First one is haish asher lo yishma. I mean, he doesn't listen to the prophecy. He tells the first guy, what are you saying? That's lo yishma. Second dirash, lo yashmiya. He doesn't broadcast what he's supposed to say. That's kovesh. Bekaribe lo yishama. What's the third one? Shu atzmo elu nishma. Right. Lo yishma. He doesn't listen to himself. Lo yishma. He doesn't even listen to his own prophecy. So that pasuk includes all three situations. And what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Uchtiv, anochi edrosh me'emo. I'm going to take care of that guy. What is it, anochi? Bideh shamayim. Okay, now the Gemara gives some examples. Hamitnabe ma shelo shama. Give me a case. Guy gave a prophecy on something totally out of the blue. Made it up. Kegon Sitkiya ben Kena'ana. That was a false prophet. Dichtiv, vayas lo Sitkiya ben Kena'ana, karne barzel. He made himself like a hat that had the horns of iron, barzel. This guy, this prophet, Sitkiya, made him, and he said, God told me that with these iron horns that I made to myself, I should go attack Aram. Okay, you need a little history lesson over here to get this in the perspective. I'll read it to you. Yoshafat, HaMelech HaTzadik Shel Yehuda, he was a king Yoshafat. He made a brit with Ahav. Ahav was the king of Israel. Ahav was bad, but Yoshafat was good. They made a contract. Yoshafat eskim lebakashat Ahav latzit lemod hamelchama al Aram. They made a pact to go fight Aram. Ach bikesh ledrosh te'alat divrei Hashem. He wanted to ask the Navi Yoshafat to see if they're going to win. Ahav kines arba meot nevi yeshekel. So, of course, what is Ahav? Do we get all the 400 false prophets? Vekudu amar pe'ehad. And all they said, go, go, don't worry, you're going to win. Kedel amchayshit amitata anevua. So in order to dramatize one of the prophecies, he took Sidkiyah, this guy Ben Kana'ana, and he took a hat, a helmet, that had two horns on it, and he said, not only did God say to do it, but he said, Be'edle, with these horns over here, to Nagahat Aram, go and gore Aram. Now, Yehoshaphat was not happy with it, because he knew these guys are all fakers. So he became Shashua the Nabi Nosaf. He wanted to ask the 401st guy, who was the legitimate one. And they brought Michayhu ben Yimna. Michayhu was a legitimate prophet. He was Nevi Emet. And he came along and said, Adraba, we're going to fall in the war. And all these guys, what they said, was all made up. So that's a classic case of a prophet that comes along and says something Shelo Shama. So Gemara says, Mai Havilel Me'aybad. Gemara says, what did you want from Sidkiyah ben Kana'ana? Ruach Navot at'ite. The spirit of Navot confused him. What does that mean? Dichtiv. Vayomer Hashem, mi yifate et Ahav v'yad v'yipol beramot Gilad, v'yitze haruach v'yamod efne Hashem, v'yomer ani efatenu, v'yomer tefate, v'gam tuchal, tseva asechen. Famous story. You remember when Ahav, he killed Navot. Navot was a guy that was a neighbor of the king that wanted, that the king wanted his property. Navot didn't want to sell him his property. So the king ended up killing Navot on trumped up charges, and he ended up taking his property. Now, Navot's in Shamayim. God wants to take revenge now on Ahav. So God says in the Shamayim, who wants to help us take the revenge against Ahav? So the spirit of Navot says, I do. So it says the spirit of Navot went into Tzidkiyah, this false prophet, and caused him to say a false prophecy to get Ahav to go to war, knowing well and good that when he goes to the war, he's going to die in the war. So the Gemara says, what do you want from Tzidkiyah? The spirit of Navot was in him, causing him to... No, he didn't have a prophecy. He made it up. But he made it up because he was delusional. Because Navot's spirit was in him, causing him to do this over here. You can't blame him. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda. By the way, before the Gemara answers the question, the Gemara goes into a little derash here. Amar of Yehuda, Maitse. What did the Pasuk say? God told Navot, Tefate vegam tuchal. You could do it. Tse va'asekin. But he told him, Tse. Go out. What does it mean, Tse? My tse, tse mi mechitzati. You got to get out of my mechitza. Which means, yeah, God wasn't happy with the spirit of Navot. Because you're using shekir in order to, using lies and falsehood to get your will. So he told him, God doesn't like shekir. So he said, get out of here. Tse mi mechitzati. My ruach. What was the spirit that was doing this? Amar Rabbi Yohanan Ruach Shem Navot Yisraeli. It was the spirit of Navot. Ahav killed Navot. Here was Navot's chance now to get revenge from Ahav. So the Gemara says, Havile Lemedak. Which means, he had a vision, Tzidkiyah, by the way. But that was this fake vision of Navot's spirit that came in there and gave him this vision. So the Gemara says, what do you have for Tzidkiyah? He had a vision. He should have been precise. He should have analyzed. Why? Could there be Yitzhak? Tamar Rabbi Yitzhak, Signon Echad Ole Lekama Nebi'im. Ve'en Shnei Nevi'im Et Nebi'im B'Signon Echad. Which means, we have a rule. Two prophets don't give the exact same prophecy. Each prophet has a little nuance, has a little different. When Tzidkiyah heard 400 prophets all said exactly like he said, he should have known something's wrong with me. This must be I'm delusional here. Which means there's rules in prophecy. He knew the rules of Kiyah. So he really saw this image. He saw the image. He said, Hashem told me, but that was Navot tricking him. So when he opened the guy, he had a false vision in his brain. He should have known that two prophets are not going to say the exact same item. Now the Gemara says another example. Gemara says like this. The Gemara is going to show you two prophets that said similar things with a little nuance. Ovadia Amar Zedon Lebecha Heshiecha. Yirmiya Amar Tiflatzatecha Heshi Otach Zedon Lebecha. Which means both were saying basically the same thing. One said, Zedon Lebecha Heshiecha, your bare heart caused you to go against God. And Yirmiya said, Tiflatzatecha, your fear of the nations caused you to go against God. They both said a similar thing. You went against God. One said it was your bare heart, and one said it was your... That's the way prophecy works. Each one says a different nuance. But everybody was saying the same item. The Farshim said it all depends on this, on the heart of the prophet, based on his midot and stuff like that. Okay. But in the case of Sidkiya, everybody said the same item. Must be saying nothing. That's how you should have known. What do you want? Maybe Sidkiya didn't know to be Yitzhak's rule. That's to be Yitzhak's rule, by the way. Two prophets don't say the same exact thing. Who told you that Sidkiya was privy to know this, this klal of Rabbi Yitzhak? Gemara says, Yoshafat avatam v'kamar lihu. Yoshafat told him. Yoshafat was a tzaddik. Yoshafat knew the rule. Dichtiv, vayomer Yoshafat, ha'em po navi l'Hashem od. He said, is there not another prophet over here? Amar le, ha'ika kolani. What do you need another prophet for? You got 400. Amar le, kach mekubelani bebet abi abbas, signon echad ole lekama nebi'im. Yeah, one style could be used by many prophets. The ancient Nevi'im mitnabim b'signon echad. But the 400 prophets are all to say the same thing. I have a tradition that's that shaker, which means Yoshafat told Tzidkiyah, is there a 401st guy here? They told him, what are you the 400? 400 is not enough for you? No, it's not enough for me. Because all these guys are saying the same thing. And I have a tradition that doesn't work. So Tzidkiyah knew this klal. Now, Gemara says, give me a case where a Nevi is going to get henik. The Gemara gives you an example now. Okay, guy gave a prophecy on something that was not said to him. Meaning it was said to somebody else. So he plagiarized it. He took the prophecy as his own. What's the case? Kegon Hananya ben Azur. What's the story of Hananya ben Azur? The Ka'e Yirmiya b'shuka alion. Yirmiya was in the marketplace in Yerushalayim. The Ka'amar. Ko Amar Hashem Sevaot, Hineni Shoved et Keshet Elam. Right, the prophet said, "I'm going to destroy the power of Elam." Nasa Hananya Kal Vachomer Be'atzmo. So Hananya now made a Kal Vachomer, and he said, "Ma Elam Shelo Ba Ela La'azor et Bavel." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hineni Shoved et Keshet Elam, Kazdim Atzmam Alachat Kama VeKama. Which means he said like this: if the prophet Yirmiyah said that God's going to destroy Elam, Elam got destroyed. Why? Because they helped Bavel. So this guy Hananya bin Azur said, if God's going to destroy Elam, Kol Shekein is going to destroy Bavel. Because they're the ones that came against us. Atu ihu b'shuka tachton v'amar komar Hashem shabarti et ol melech Bavel. So he came along and he made up a prophecy that he never heard. Which means that God gave the prophecy to Yirmiyah. What was the prophecy to Yirmiyah? Elam is going to be destroyed. Came Hananya bin Azur and said, if he said Elam is going to be destroyed for only aiding and abetting Bavel, Kol Shekein, Bavel is going to be destroyed. So he came along and said, Ko Amar Hashem, Bavel is going to be destroyed. Based on something that he heard from the other prophet. That's Mashelo Shama. He's saying something that he didn't hear. Amar l'papala bayeh, hay l'haveronami lo ne'emar. It's a bad example. Because Yirmiyah didn't get that prophecy either. You got to give me a case where it was given to one prophet, but not to you. This was not given to Yirmiyah either. Yirmiyah was told about Elam; he wasn't told about Bavel. So it doesn't fit the example. Amar le, keman de et yehiv kavachom in the midrash, keman de et mar le dameh. Hu niyud lo ne'emar lo. Very good. Since he could have made a kavachom, it's like it was told to him. God told Yirmiyah, Elam is going to be destroyed. Through Kal Vachomer, he can say, if Elam is going to be destroyed, Kol Shekein, Kal Vachomer, Bavel. So since you could deduce it from a Kal Vachomer, it's like It was said to Yirmiyah.
Was it?
The strength of the Kalahomer is like it said to him. Okay, God said to Yirmiyah, yeah, Elam is going to be destroyed. Make a simple Kalahomer. If Elam is going to be destroyed, Kuch Kimbev is going to be destroyed. So through the vehicle of a Kalahomer, it's as if it's explicitly said to Yirmiyah. Something that can be deduced from a Kalahomer is Beferush. So he came along and said, Elam. Yirmiyah could have made a Kalahomer of Elam, Kuch Kimbev. Hananiah came along and said something that was said to the Prophet via a Kalah Omer, even though it was not said to him. Very good. Hamitnabi b'shem avdal kukavim. Okay, what's the case of Mitnabi b'shem avdal kukavim? Kuhun nibi ha-ba'al. Okay, that's simple. The prophets of the Ba'al, which is Avodah Zarah, that were giving prophecy in the name of the Avodah Zarah. And that's what's going to be a chayav. Hakovesh nevuato kegon Yonah ben Amitai. Somebody that holds back their prophecy. That's the story of Yonah. God told Yonah, go to Nineveh and give the prophecy. He ran away. He was holding back a nevuah. That's a classical case. V'hamivatir al devrei navi. The fourth case. Mivatir al devrei navi. Where he tells the Navi, discounts what the word of the Navi said. Kegon havre de micha. The friends of micha. תכתיב, ואיש אחד מבני הנביאים אמר אל רעהו בדבר השם, הקנינה. Which means, one of the prophets said, God said, תקה אותי. This is talking about over here, after King Ahab went and fought against a king called Hadad, Melech Aram. And they beat him. Ahab had mercy on him, and he made a brit with him. And he sent him in peace. The prophet Micha came to Ahav and said, you shouldn't have made a peace with Hadad. And he said like this, Keshem she'anish Hashem et zeh sh'amalo anavi bedavar Hashem hakeni velo ikahu, kach ya'anish et Ahav sh'nemna melakot et ben Hadad. Which means, it was a prophecy that the prophet said to somebody, God said that you should hit me. The guy didn't want to hit the prophet. So just like the guy who was supposed to hit the prophet, who didn't hit the prophet, is going to be Hayab. So to you, who was supposed to kill Hadad bin Bedad, is Hadad bin Bedad his name? Hadad bin Kharam, and then you're going to be punished. But what was the story? So it's just like this. Go back to the Gemara. Dichtiv. One of the students of the prophet, Amar el Re'ehu, he came to his friend Bidvar Hashem, says, Ko Amar Hashem, Hakenina, God says, hit me. Vayma'ina ish lakoto. The government hit you, I'm lighting you. Uchtiv, what does it say? Vayomed lo, ya'an asher lo shamarta, because you didn't listen to what the prophet told you to hit him, you're going to be punished. Whatever that happening, he walked away, this kid, and he got eaten up by a lion. So you see what? Sometimes when the prophet says something, you have to listen to it. This guy discounted it. This guy said, I'm going to hit you. Come on, what does that mean, hit you? That's mevatir al devrei navi. Understand the case? Look at the Rashi. Just read the top Rashi and we're done. Havre de Micha, the friend of Micha. There was one of the sons of the Nevi'im. Amar el, he told his friend, Bedvar Hashem, Hakenina, hit me. Zehaya Micha ben Yimla. That was, by the way, Micha had that prophecy. Shinitnabe oto ayom al Ahav dipol biyad Aram. He saw in the prophecy that day that Ahav is going to fall in the hands of Aram. But this Shafat ben Hadad biyadov is all the shalom, because he made a peace treaty with ben Hadad. V'ayinu dekamar Ahav di Yoshafat lo yidaber alay tov. Which means, back to the last story we learned in the prophet, in the stories. You remember Yoshafat made a peace treaty with Ahav. So they went to 400 false prophets, and the 400 false prophets said, what? Go! So what did Yoshafat say? I want to ask Michayu. So Ahav said, no, don't ask him. He's going to give me bad prophecies, because he gave me a bad one already. He's the one that told me I'm going to fall in the hands of my enemies because I made a peace treaty with. I don't like him. He's not going to prophesy good for me. Then she says, "The kamar ahav lo shivat lo yidaber alay tov kivra." Anyway, what happened over there? Michai gave a prophecy to somebody, and then he said, hit me. I'm not hitting you. You're not hitting me. Boom. So he says, Mevater on the Navi.
The Gemara continues. V'navi she'avar al devrei atzmo. A prophet that goes against his own prophecy. Kegon Ido Hanavi Dichtiv Kichen Siva Oti. The story is over here that Ido told Yerovam ben Nevat, Ido told Yerovam that he's going to be destroyed, he's going to be killed, and the Avodah Zarah is going to be destroyed. So Yerovam tried to hit the prophet Ido. So Yerovam stuck his hand out. Ido caused it to freeze. Got stuck. He couldn't move his hand. So then Ido prayed for Yerovam and he healed him. So Yerovam invited Ido for a seudah. Come eat with me. He says, I have a prophecy. I cannot eat bread or drink any water. Fine. So then Ido's on the way home. He meets up with a prophet. So the prophet tells him, "Uchtiv vayomer lo gemani navi kamocha." He says, "I'm also a prophet." The guy tells him, "Uchtiv vayeshiv ito." He told him, "I had a prophecy that said you should eat with me." So Ido, that was a false prophecy. So Ido listened to the false prophet, and he ate with him. So means Ido went against his own prophecy. He had a prophecy not to eat, and he listened to the other guy that told him, "I had a prophecy that you should eat with me." Uchtiv. What happened to Ido as a result of it? Vayelich v'yimseehu ariyeh. He came home, and there was a lion on the road, and the lion attacked him and killed him. So that's a case where a person went against his own prophecy. Tani tana kamed rav chazda. Hakovish nevuato loke. A person that goes against his own prophecy, I'm sorry, kovish, he suppresses his prophecy. So he gets malkut. Amar le, man de'achil tamre be'arbela lakeh. Man matrebe. So the Gemara has a question. If a person eats dates that are in a arbela, how do you explain arbela? In a sieve?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a sieve. Which means if a person eats dates in a sieve, is he going to get malkut? Which means there's no punishment for eating dates in a sieve. So just like there's no punishment for eating dates in a sieve, how could you punish a guy and give him malkut? How do you know who warned him? You can't get malkut unless you get warned. He suppressed his prophecy. How did you know he had a prophecy that he was suppressing in the first place that you warned him, don't suppress, to give him malkut? Understand the question? You can't give a guy malkut unless you warn him. What are you warning him? Don't suppress. How do you know he's suppressing in the first place? You're telling him, don't suppress. He's not saying anything. It's in his head. So Amar Abaye, Havran Nebi'e, Mina, Amar Abaye, Havre Nebi'e. The other prophets know. What? Another prophet will know.
They hear it?
No, yeah. This is what I'll explain. Gemara says, other prophets know that he's suppressing his prophecy. Gemara says, Mina Yadoi, how do they know? So Amar Abaye, Dichtiv, Ki Lo Yalseh Shem Elohim Davar Ki Im Gila Sodo. God doesn't do anything unless he reveals his secrets to the prophets. So usually a couple of prophets know what's going on. So therefore, the other prophet will say, listen, I know that you were supposed to be in on this prophecy as well, and you're suppressing it, you didn't say it over. So he gets him. V'dilma hadribe. Wait, maybe the gezerah was retracted. Sometimes God gives a prophecy to a prophet, prophesy that whatever's going to happen. And then the circumstances change. So that's why the prophet didn't say it. Because the circumstances changed. So God would say it to all the other prophets as well. So the other prophets would know that it was retraction as well. So if they know, they can go and warn them. What do you mean? We have a classic case of Yonah. Yonah, they gave him a prophecy. And they never told him that it was reversed. God told Yonah, go to Nineveh, and in 40 days Nineveh nehepachet. And Yonah went to Nineveh, and 40 days came, and Yonah left Nineveh thinking that it's going to be nehepachet, it's going to be destroyed, it's going to be turned over. And they didn't realize that God changed his mind and he wasn't going to destroy it. So you see, sometimes God changes his mind, doesn't tell the prophet. Yonah meikara, Nineveh nehepachet amrile. Yes, God told him in the beginning, Nineveh nepachet. He didn't know whether it's going to be to the good or to the bad. Nineveh is going to change.
That's all God said. Nineveh nehepachet. Nineveh is going to turn over. So that can be either to the good or to the bad. So he told him the prophecy in the beginning. Nineveh was nehepachet. No, Nineveh was nehepach. They turned to good. They turned to tzaddikim. That's nehepach. He told the prophecy. The prophecy could go either way. Nineveh nehepach meaning we turned over to be killed. But we turned over meaning they're going to make a teshuva. So therefore, that's not a case where he didn't reveal it to Yonah. Yonah got the prophecy from the beginning. He just didn't know which way it's going to be interpreted. Okay, mevater on devrei navi means a person he discounts the words of the navi. He's mevater on the words of the navi, right? So comes the Gemara and says mina yada the anash, which means how do you know that the guy that you're discounting is a navi emet that you should get malkut? Remember the guy's in every shekel. God comes along with some type of prophecy. He says, don't pay attention to him. How do we know the guy's Navi Emet? You're going to give the other guy Malkut. So the Gemara says, Minay Yadad Ya'inash, Da'iv Le'ot. He gives a sign. Okay, the Navi has to prove himself. Ve'amicha, De'lo Ya'iv Le'ot, Vi'inash. Which means, Micha, he did not give a sign. When he told his friend, hit me. Remember that prophecy went out yesterday. He told, Micha told another man, I got a prophecy, hit me. The other guy said, no, I'm not hitting you. So he was mevater on the words of the Navi. Now Micha didn't give him a sign, so how were we able to kill the guy that didn't hit him? He didn't get a sign. Okay, well, I said, Hecha de Muhzak Shani. A Muhzak. Already he's established prophet. Everybody knows Micha was a prophet. You don't gotta, when do you have to give a sign? When you're a new prophet on the block. But you're established prophet, then already, we know already you're a prophet. You're not going to say this. Avraham behar Moriah, hechi shamala Yitzhak. Exactly. Avraham tells Yitzhak, God told me that we have to sacrifice you. Well, how come Yitzhak didn't ask his father, give me a sign? Because you know, Avraham Avinu was already established prophet. When established prophet, you believe whatever he tells you. You don't have to ask for a sign. Eliyahu ba'ar HaKarmel, hechi samchi alev avdish shon te'utz. Eliyahu Navi, when he went to Har HaKarmel, remember he told them, build them two mizbeach, and we're going to bring a korban on the mizbeach. How come they should have told him, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to do that. You have to bring korban on the Beit HaMikdash. There was a Beit HaMikdash already. That's asur shon te'utz. How come they didn't tell Eliyahu, bring me a sign first that you're giving me a prophecy. You're telling me to do something that's asur. Ela what? Eliyahu Navi is established. Whatever he tells me, you listen to. You know what? When there's a hazakah that the prophet is established, you don't have to ask him for a sign. You just have to listen to whatever he tells you. Okay, now we go into some derashot on the Akedah Yitzchak. It was after these words, and God tested Avraham. Whose words? After the words of the Satan. Yitzhak already grew up, and Abraham made him a party. Amar Satan of Tekhel Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zaken Ze Hananto LeMe'ah Shana Peribaten. You gave him, you graced him with a child at 100 years old. Because Sa'udah She'asah Lo Aya Lo Tor Echad O Gozal Echad Lachrim Lefanecha. He made a whole party. He didn't bring one korban to you. It's Thanksgiving. One bird even he didn't bring to you. What kind of thing is this over here? What do you mean? He made this party for his son. If I would tell him to sacrifice his son, forget about a bird. If I would tell him to sacrifice his most beloved son, right away, after the Satan's words, the Satan already pushed it. What do you mean? He didn't bring any korbanot? God says, what do you mean? If I would tell him to sacrifice his own son, he would listen to me. So Natan says, yeah, let's see. Okay? After that conversation, so God tested Avraham. Take your son. God is pleading with Avraham, please do this for me. What do you mean? There's a king, he had many wars. He used to send a certain general out, and he would win all the wars. All of a sudden, one day, there was a big war to be fought. Please, don't lose this war. You got to win this war for me. Why? Because otherwise they're going to say, the first wars were nothing. This is the main war over here. They're going to discount all the other accomplishments that you did. Amalaf goes, Baruch Hu Avraham, Nisiticha bekama nisyonot, ve'amata bekulam. I tested you and all the other ones. Akshav amodi b'nisyon zeh, shelo yimru en mamash b'rishonim. They're going to say, en mamash b'rishonim. Simple interpretation that this Gemara means, all the other nisyonot of Avraham Avinu, they weren't going against his nature. They didn't go against his midah of chesed. So everybody's going to say, well, yeah, of course, it's easy for Avraham. He gave me easy wars. That's what I want. But once you challenged him to go against his nature, he wasn't able to, because he followed his own nature. His nature overrided the word of God. So that's what is very important to say on for. Now you have to be akzari. When they see that you're akzari, then they really see you're an Eved Hashem. So otherwise, if you don't pass this one, then the other nine are not going to have the same value. Et bincha, okay, take your son. Shnei banim yeshlis, I have two sons. Et yechidecha, your only son. They're both only sons. This is the only son to Sarah. This is the only son to Hagar. Hashem hafta tarvayu rahim nalehu. Unbelievable. Avraham Avinu says, I love them both. Show you the greatness of Avraham Avinu, which means even at that point, Hashem hafta, you think, okay, that's it. It's over. Yitzhak. I love Yishmael just as much as I love Yitzhak. It was his son at the end of the day. Et Yitzhak. Oh, then God had to tell him clearly, it is Yitzhak. V'kol kach lama. Why? To give it to him such a deliberate way. Kedei shelo tetarev da'ato alav. So he doesn't hear the words suddenly. So otherwise it'll be too much for him to go. He has to warm up to it. But it's amazing things he had Avraham Avinu. So how long did it take him to warm up to it? 4 seconds. Which means normally when we say warm up to it, you tell it to you very slowly, a day or two. Kana ibincha. I should have that. Yitzhak. Okay, he's up to it already. So the greatness of Rabbi, how fast he's able to calibrate the emotions. Kadmu Satan Naderech. Ori, Satan met him on the road. Amarlo. And now the Gemara over here basically is going to be quoting some pesukim from Iyov that the Satan told Avraham Avinu. But we have to explain exactly what the Satan's kavanah was by quoting these pesukim. He told him, Hanisa davar elecha tel'e. Which means, did God have to test you in something that's mal'eh, that's going to weaken all of your strength? Why is it going to weaken all his strength? Hine yisarta rabim. You taught so much musar to the masses. Ve'adayim rafot te'azek. And you strengthened the weak people. Koshel yikimun milecha. You brought so many people back to the emunah v'ashem, ki ata tavo elecha v'tele, and now you're going to come to this test over here, and it's going to confuse you, which means basically what the Satan was saying in outside of the Gemara, it's going to undo all of your work that you did for all these years, all the emunah that you taught to the people, the chesed that you showed them. Now they're going to see you're an akzar. You slaughter your own child. And not only that, you spoke against this practice yourself, against slaughtering your own children, which was prevalent in those days. And now you're going to go do it yourself. So all the empire of influence that you built for all these years, you're going to undo it in one act. What does he say, Avraham? Amado ani betumi elech. I go with emunah. Hashem told me to do it. I don't make hashbonot. Amado halo yirateka kislatecha. Which means your yirah should have protected you. Which means, and on the contrary now, you see that your yirah is causing you to lose your son. Which means you being mahmir, being too mahmir. The yirat shamayim is not supposed to cause you to slaughter your son. Amar lo zechon na mihuna ki avad. Listen, who's clean? Everybody has averot, and therefore, maybe this is a tikkun of some sort. I don't ask questions. He's saying, you're so religious, you shouldn't come to this. Everybody has avonot. Nobody dies clean. Anyway, he couldn't get him. Avraham is not listening. So what does he do? He's going to tell him what he heard in the Shamayim already. So he says, Avraham, I'll tell you a secret. Kach shamati mahore pargod. He told him the end of the story. He told him God doesn't want you to really slaughter Yitzhak. God wants you to slaughter the sheep. So anyway, it's not gonna. So he wanted to water him down. Oh, okay, good. That's it. I don't gotta do it anyway. I just have to do sort of the sheep. Amalo kach on choshel badai sheafido amar emet in shumayim lo. That's the punishment of a liar. That even when he's telling the truth, people don't believe him. So if I didn't believe him, come on, he's lying. He's trying to trick me over here. Meanwhile, he was telling the truth. But that's he cried wolf, you know. So after he says lie so many times, he finally tells the truth. That's his punishment. Nobody believes him even when he's telling the truth. Okay. Another pshat. Rabbi Levi Amar, Ahara Devanim Mishael Yishmael. The Yitzhak. Ahara Devanim Ha'ele is after the words that Yishmael told Yitzhak. Amalu Yishmael Yitzhak. Ani gadol b'mecha b'mitzvot. Yishmael tells Yitzhak, I'm better than you in mitzvot. She'ata malta ben shemona yamin. Vani ben shlosh yosef shana. You had the brit milah only after 8 days. I had the brit milah after 13 years. That's much more mesirut nefesh. Amar lo, uv'ever ahat ata megarebi. You're trying to compete against me because you were moser nefesh in one limb of your body. Im omer li ha-kadosh baruch hu zevach atzmecha lefanai ani zoveya. If God would tell me to sacrifice my whole body, I would listen to him. So, miyad, v'ha'iluim nisat Avraham. V'hi ahara devarim ha'ele. After that conversation with Yishmael, then already God came to test him. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, now we go further. Back to the, out of the stories, back to the halakha. Tanu Rabbanan. Navi she'diyach b'skila. Nabi Shimon omer b'chenik. Prophet, that's madiyach, that causes others to worship Avodah Zarah. We have a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. One says Navi she'diyach, people to do Avodah Zarah, sekila. One says chenik. So Gemara says, next halakha. Madihe iranidaha. Those people that caused the Eirani Dachat to make Avodah Zarah. They go after a city to worship Avodah Zarah. Miskila. Rabbi Shimon Omer B'chenik. Same machloket. Sikila or chenik. So the Gemara explains what the sources are. Navi Shediyah Miskila. My Ta'amad Rabbanan. Why if a prophet goes after people to worship Avodah Zarah, why does he get Sikila? So he says, Atya Haddaha Dacha Mimesid. We have a Gizra Shava. It says by the Navi, V'hannavi ahu yumat ki diber sara lehadi hacha. It says by Mesit, Uskalto ba'abanim v'amet ki bikesh lehadi hacha. It's a regular Mesit. Ma'ad alam miskila. It's like a regular Mesit. It tries to get people to watch, I'm going to get sekila. Afka miskila, so to a Navi gets a sekila. V'rabi Shimon, mita keti v'abe. It says by the Navi, v'hannavi ahu yumat. V'chol mita mora b'tura setam enu ena chenek. And he said, anytime it says mita stam in the Torah, it is referring to chenek. So that's the machlok between the Bishon and Achamim. We go to the next one. Madichay ena nidachat b'skila. Those that go after the regular city, right? And they cause the people to worship Avodah Zarah. So the missionaries, though, the people themselves that did it, Achamim say b'skila. Maita madrabanan hadacha hadacha. Yav gizra shava. Hadacha hadacha. O memesit o menavi shediyah. Either from Mesit, which is Sekila, or from Navi that did it, which we just learned is also Sekila. Both places it says the word Hadacha, so therefore we learn the Gezer HaShavah of Rabbi Shimon, Gamar Hadacha Hadacha min Navi. Rabbi Shimon learns Gezer HaShavah, Hadacha Hadacha from Navi. And what did he just say by Navi, that's Mediyah? Navi, that's Mediyah, he just said it's Henik. So just like by Navi, Shediyah is Chenek. So to buy a regular Madiyah, it's also going to be Chenek. V'digmar m'mesit. Well, the Medic is making a Gezerat Shavah Dacha Dacha. Why do you learn from Navi? Why do you learn from a Mesit? Mesit is Sekira. I mean, a regular Mesit that causes his friend to worship Avodah Zarah. Danin Mesit Rabim m'mesit Rabim. I'd rather learn a man doing it to the Rabim. Which means when the Navi is doing it, he's doing it to the Rabim. And when the guy is doing the Irani Dachat, he's doing it to the Rabim. So I'd rather learn mes mesid from mes mesid, ve'endanim mesid rabim mesid yachid. But I don't want to learn rabim from a regular guy that's being mesid his friend. That's mes to singular. So that's why he learns it from the case of Navi Shedia. Adrabah, the Gemara says, danin hidyot mehidyot, ve'endanin hidyot menavi. Which is, on the contrary, it's better to learn it's better to learn the case of when the those are simple people doing it, the regular guy is doing it, to learn from a regular case of a mesit, which is a regular guy being mesit, as opposed to learn to a case of a Navi, which is a prophet. Better to learn from a commoner to a commoner instead of learning from a commoner to a prophet. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, kevan sheidiyah, en lecha hedyot gadol mizeh. Once the Navi was mediyah, he's the biggest hedyot you could find. He's not a Navi anymore. So therefore you're learning hedyot from hedyot. So therefore just like my Navi sheidiyah, it's chenek according to Rabbi Shimon, so madihay arenidahat also is going to be chenek. We make a gezerah shavah. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.